The Agency for Toxic Substances Disease Registry, the ATSDR, has raised the minimum risk level for ingesting methylmercury by a factor of 3. The agency had said for every kilogram you weigh, you could safely ingest 0.1 microgram of mercury each day. The new level is 0.3. Kathy Skipper is a spokesperson for the agency.
They're extremely minute quantities, but of course, obviously, we don't recommend anyone ingest any amount of mercury. It's not a good thing, but the difference between 0.1 and 0.3, and in fact, anything in that range, is very, very minute amounts.
Congress requires the ATSDR reassess the toxicological profile for many hazardous chemicals every 3 years. The minimal risk level is often used by state public health officials in evaluating human health threats from hazardous waste sites. The minimal risk level for mercury was raised this time around chiefly because of the preliminary findings of an ongoing study. During the past 9 years, researchers from the University of Rochester have been studying children on Seychelles, a group of islands in the Indian Ocean north of Madagascar. The study looked to see if eating ocean fish contaminated with low levels of mercury hurt the development of Seychelles children. The study's researchers released a preliminary report last year. At that time, one of the authors, Thomas Clarkson, explained what they'd found.
And there is no, in our study, no detectable adverse effects of methylmercury.
The Seychelles researchers think eating a lot of fish might be so beneficial to the Seychelles children that it offsets the detrimental effects of mercury. However, Clarkson was quick to note freshwater fish in the U.S. can contain much higher levels of mercury than the fish the Seychelles children were eating.
We weren't making any conclusions about freshwater fish. These people are eating ocean fish.
Still, the ATSDR was impressed. Spokesperson Kathy Skipper says the agency looked at other studies, but decided the Seychelles study was the most relevant.
In the Seychelles study, the people ingested methylmercury by eating fish. And for the most part, if anyone is exposed to methylmercury in the United States, it's generally from that route.
The ATSDR acknowledges some freshwater fish does have higher concentrations of methylmercury, and that's why it recommends people who eat fish should pay careful attention to state advisories. But some environmental groups are still worried. They're concerned the ATSDR assessment might lead to pressure on states to relax their warning against eating mercury-contaminated fish. Michael Murray is a staff scientist with the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Office.
We have concern about this number, that it's based on still preliminary data and ongoing studies, that it's not protective enough of sensitive populations of young children, women of childbearing age.
Murray says another ongoing study of fish eaters in the Faroe Islands in the North Atlantic is finding more detrimental effects of mercury than the Seychelles study. Murray says the ATSDR's decision to increase the minimal risk level for methylmercury is premature.
It just doesn't seem like the best approach in public health practice to when you have only two real serious studies like this and giving conflicting results and not erring more on the side of caution.
For its part, the ATSDR says it will continue to monitor the latest information about mercury's effects on human health. Spokesperson Kathy Skipper says a lot more information is expected in the coming year.
The National Academy of Sciences will be looking at the whole issue of mercury in the coming year, and we'll be producing a report sometime next fiscal year 2000. And certainly as science evolves, we'll be looking at incorporating more of that information into the next tox profile, which should come out hopefully not later than 3 years to meet the congressional mandate on that.
In the meantime, the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry is warning states not to change fish consumption advisories. Although lobbyists for the fishing industry might point to the new higher number for mercury, the agency says the minimal risk levels are not designed or intended to be used in developing fish advisories. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.